The 9/11 Commission is expected to issue its final report next week. There's little question that the commission will place significant blame on the FBI for failing to anticipate the attacks. Over the past 3 years, the Bureau has undertaken substantial reforms and argues that it has embraced its new anti-terror mission. So the 9/11 Commission must decide, are these the right reforms and have they gone far enough? NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
When the commission staff analyzed the FBI's failings before 9/11, the message was crystal clear. In the words of the report, prior to 9/11, the FBI did not have a process in place to effectively manage its intelligence collection efforts. It did not identify intelligence gaps. FBI Director Robert Mueller says he has heard this message and is working the problem. Here's what he told a congressional panel last month.
With these guiding principles in mind, we support the creation of a strong intelligence service within the FBI that leverages our formidable collection capabilities and fully integrates our law enforcement and intelligence community partners.
Mueller's proposal is to make the gathering and analysis of intelligence a basic fact of life for all agents. He's already hired Maureen Baginski, a respected intelligence pro from the National Security Agency, to oversee the transformation. She has made a good impression on many FBI watchers. Mueller brought her along when he appeared before the 9/11 Commission in April. Mueller says his proposal will leverage the Bureau's strengths. Larry Mefford served as the FBI's counterterror chief until he retired last year, and he agrees.
I think historically the FBI as an agency has been very effective at developing intelligence and collecting the data. What they have not done well, for a lot of different reasons, is making sense of the information that they came up with.
Now intelligence analysts are supposed to make sense of the data, connect the dots, to use the most popular 9/11 cliche. Mueller has already boosted the number of analysts, and he wants to make the analyst career path more attractive so he can attract the brightest minds. But many intelligence experts say Mueller is approaching the problem from the wrong direction.
The real issue is there are not enough dots. There weren't enough dots about 9/11, and there could have been.
John McGaffin was a CIA officer for 30 years and spent 5 years as an advisor to the FBI. He's been watching efforts by the Bureau and other agencies to get a grip on the terrorist threat, and he's pretty underwhelmed.
The sad news is that we do not understand the nature of the threat that al-Qaeda poses to us in the United States today much better than we did before 9/11.
McGaffin says there's only one way to do that, send out dedicated spies to infiltrate terror cells here in the U.S. McGaffin initially supported the FBI director's vision of an intelligence service within the FBI, but as he's watched Mueller move forward, McGaffin has become convinced the FBI is missing the boat. He says the agency must develop a cadre of domestic intelligence collectors, people who do nothing but seek out information about threats. John McGaffin believes Mueller's plan will fail because it is built on the Bureau's age-old focus on law enforcement.
The FBI maintains now that it's the same, that finding the elements of a case, of a material support to terrorism case, they claim they would maintain that that's the same activity. It is not.
McGaffin says if the FBI won't build a domestic surveillance agency, Congress needs to create one. But Director Mueller appears to have beaten back this idea, at least for now. Dedicated spies, he says, might violate civil liberties. Agents trained both as criminal investigators and as intelligence collectors know how to follow the Bill of Rights, Mueller has said. And Mueller told Congress that a new spying agency would only resurrect barriers that have only recently been torn down.
In my mind, what we have been driving to is an integrated, a much better integrated exchange of intelligence and information between the CIA and the FBI, between the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and we want to pursue that integration as opposed to, again, setting up a wall.
Mueller has already won the endorsement for his overhaul efforts from key members of Congress. The 9/11 commissioners do not appear to be leaning toward radical change through creation of a separate intelligence service. And even if they did, Congress is likely to move slowly and wait for Mueller's plan to play out. The FBI has promised to reform itself many times before. The pressure to succeed this time is intense. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.